నిత్యం సారసతనం బ్రహ్మ వందేకం సుభదం మరకశరణం యతీశ్వరం శ్రీహరం శ్రీశిరాంచ సరస్వతీతి విదితో గౌర్య గుర్వం వరే నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ భక్తావరుతమోతయే గౌరాంగ్రి పద్మనాభృంగాయ రాధభవాని సేవనే వందే భక్తి వినోదనం శ్రీ గౌరశక్తి స్వరూపకం భక్తి శాస్త్రజ్ఞ సామ్రాజ్యం రాధరాస సురానిధిం గౌర వ్రజ సీతాశేషాయ వైష్ణవేర్వంద్య విగ్రహం జగన్నాథ ప్రభుం వందే ప్రేమాభిం వృద్ధ వైష్ణవం వంచకౌపతృభ్యశ్చ కృపసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాస్ ఆది శ్రీ గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే సో we have the printed Srimad Chaitanya Sarasvati sheets somewhere. They came from up here somewhere this morning. Oh, so you can distribute them. Then we can also, is in Russian and English, yes? So let us sing, let us say this also as a routine for this 2 weeks, let us morning and evening say this. It is good for us to become familiar. Srimat Chaitanya Sarasvata, put together. Srimat Chaitanya Sarasvata Matavara Udgita Kirtir Jaya Shring Bibrat Sambhati Ganga Tata Nikata Nabadipa Kaladri Raje Yatra Shri Gaura Sarasvata Mata Nirata Gaura Gata Krinanti Nityang Rupanuga Shri Kritamati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha Hare Krishna. So we are all here this evening. Today is, are you all running? Ready? Not yet. Today is today. Tomorrow will be tomorrow, and yesterday has passed already. Too late. Now we read it already. Srimat Chaitanya Sarasvata Matavara Udgita Kirti Jai Shring Bibrat Sambhati Ganga Tata Nikata Navadipa Koladri Raje Yatrashi Gora Sarasvatamata Nirata Gora Gata Grinanti Nityang Rupa Nuga Shri Kritamati Guru Goranga Radha Jitasha. All right, so today is the 14th of December 2016. It's the 14th of December and as Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi pointed out, it is Christmas Eve. Like Christmas Eve, even though it is the 14th, not 24th. Because tomorrow is the appearance day of our great Messiah, if you like, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. So on Christmas Eve, everybody is getting excited for Christmas Day. And this is our Christmas Eve, and we are getting excited for our Christmas Day, our appearance day of Srila Gurudev. And it is always good to do something in preparation for the festival day. And I know that some preparation has already been made. I know that the menu for tomorrow has already been prepared. including the items that Gurudev would like, what some specific items he would like. And Gurudev, right, and some of those items, though in general, when we ask Gurudev, what do you like? Devotees are asking, what do you like for them to make for you? What things do you like? And Gurudev answered, everything. But in addition to everything, Gurudev, we know he did like what he called smashed potatoes. And that smashed potatoes in the bowl with mustard oil and some chili and poppy seeds. The name of that was? Poshta. Because? But those opium seeds are not that kind of opium seeds. They're poppy seeds. You can't buy them here. Okay. Anyhow, they are innocent poppy seeds, those poppy seeds. But they have them in Bengal. Gurudev liked that. Poshto. Poshto. And they're rolled into ball, fried, and usually quite tasty, means mustard oil and chili inside, especially mustard oil. Chili maybe a little less, but what Gurudev calls smashed potatoes. And we would say, Gurudev, the name is mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes. But he would say, yes, smashed potatoes. So Gurudev liked to take smashed potatoes. And he always liked Shukta. And he liked many things. In the beginning, when Gurudev first came back, actually, whether it was when he first came back from the traveling in the West, or whether it was when devotees brought from Calcutta some pizza, or from maybe from Mayapur, some pizza for Gurudev. Pizza, Gurudev was taking the pizza, and he's saying, why Western devotees all saying pizza, pizza, pizza? And he was not very, you know, very understanding of why everyone is taking pizza. But later on, we do know that after being in the West some different times, that Gurudev, he began to appreciate pizza. And Gurudev did like pizza. But in India, I can say, I know for sure that Gurudev liked the South Indian preparations, the idli, the dosa, the ground coconut chutney, and the sambar, this South Indian style of cooking, and a nicely made dosa and the idlis and things, he did like very much. And when the Malaysian Indian devotees, the Tamil devotees, Jayashri, Devirasi and others would come to Navadvip, then Gurudev would be very happy that they make dosha and idli. They would bring from Malaysia, they bring the machine, like a steamer for steaming. And the Singapore devotees too, they also came and made the South Indian, and he liked very much that. And in the sweet department, he liked vanilla ice cream. He liked the vanilla taste very much. But, so I do know that some list of the cooking possible menu for tomorrow for Gurudev's satisfaction is already prepared. And in Navadvip on this day, then this day would be definitely a very happy day. It would be a time when devotees would be arriving also from around the world, because this is one of the main festivals of the year. The main festivals of the year were three, I mean, as far as the Western world goes, that is, Srila Guru Maharaj Vyasa Puja, generally in October. Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja, generally in December. And then Gaura Purnima. And as the years went on, then devotees would often come for the Vyasa Puja of Gurudev and stay through until Gaura Purnima if they could, if their situation in the West would allow. So the winter season, we would have a good group of devotees in Nabadeep. And so now would be devotees arriving. And in earlier days, we did not have internet. We did not know who will arrive and when, etc. So always we understand we've got some news that somebody will come, but always there will be a good number who will arrive and we do not know they're arriving. And everybody must get a room, everybody must get all these things. And so miraculously, somehow or another, we always managed and juggled all the way through. And then later in the internet age, generally we had a fairly good idea who would be coming, because people much more informative through the email and things. But still, we have to be ready for the unexpected or the unconfirmed like that coming. So now today is a busy time, and this evening, very happy evening, and will be pretty much yesterday and today with Gurudev, bringing devotees to him, devotees coming, giving obeisances. Festival time, it will feel like festival time, it will be festival time, it will feel like Christmas. Christmas, everybody's coming together at Christmas, the families are coming together from distant places, aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, all people coming together. So also like that, Christmas time, the time of our family coming together. And for us, our family really is the devotees. And evidence of this, well, we don't need too much evidence, but evidence of this is Srila Bhakti Kushum Ashram Maharaj has been running summer Vaishnava festivals in Mexico for many years. And then a few years ago, I don't know how many years ago, 5 or 6 years ago perhaps, he was asked by the devotees, so can you make also a winter festival for Christmas and New Year? And Ashram Maharaj said, well, we can try, but I don't think it will be successful, because Mexico in particular is a very Catholic country, and even, okay, devotees are not necessarily Catholic or like that, but a very family-centered country. Mexico, very family-centered. And so Ashram Maharaj is thinking, oh, nobody will come or very few will come because they'll be going to their families. It is their family time to come together. But Ashram Maharaj told me directly, he said, but I was very surprised that so many devotees came, and what we saw was that they were happy to come for Christmas and New Year because they want to be with family and they relate to the devotee family more so than with their own families in many ways. Of course, mother, father, brother, sister nearby, but everybody knows that, you know, the family get-togethers, they're for eating meat, drinking, partying, and things which the devotees really are not interested in. And so those winter festivals, which specifically cover Christmas and New Year, they've grown each year and they are very successful. They have been very successful and are continuing year by year in that way. So that's also some evidence how really our family, it is a devotee family. And we want to keep a little aloof. We only mingle with the non-devotees as much as is necessary. And that isn't really very much, we'll find out. And we want to mingle with the devotees as much as is possible, because the devotees are our friends. Our friends on the path to our home. So today evening is traditionally a very happy evening everywhere. Gurudev was in California for one Vyasa Puja. Were you there for that Vyasa Puja? Bhakti Lalita? Okay. And he was in Australia for one Vyasa Puja. But in general, Gurudev would come back to Navadvip for Vyasa Puja. Was he in Russia for Vyasa Puja one year?
No,
I don't think so. And in Australia for his Vyasa Puja, he had an Australian Vyasa Puja. It was quite Australian. They had what they would not have in India, in Navadvip certainly, they would not have. But they entertained Gurudev with modern music, modern devotees playing the guitar, like your Jeev Jago band kind of thing. A forerunner, whatever it is, for your Jeev Jago band, Haribandhu Prabhu. Haribandhu Prabhu playing the guitar, and he's a musician, and he composed songs about devotional service, but also he didn't compose the Shikshastakam, but he composed the music to accompany Shikshastakam. And he sang for Gurudev with electric guitar and everything in the temple room. Gurudev sitting on a beautiful Vyasasan, which is still there in Australia. It's still there. And that from that Vyasasan, he's watching everything. And they also, one lady did the dance, the Bharatanatyam dance, lifting Govardhan Hill and Krishna Leela dance, things which in Navadvip would not happen. But an example how Gurudev happily accepted all these things for him in the suitable environment of the Western world. And Gurudev arrived just shortly before his Vyasa Puja, and then he stayed through until the installation of Mahaprabhu on the 1st of January. Oh, that year his Vyasa Puja was the day after Christmas, perhaps. It was almost at Christmas time. It really did coincide with Christmas that year. So his Vyasa Puja was in Australia, and then the installation of the deity and various adventures, going to see the kangaroos and the koala bears and the birds and the butterflies and all kinds of animals in Australia. That was one. But mainly we remember the Vyasa Pujas from Navadvip, and the mood, the feel, the joy, the coming together of the devotees, the kirtans, the decorations, putting up the decorations, making the preparations. Many years we did not sleep the night at all, the night before these big festivals. We did not sleep at all because we are doing everything. We are making, means with the devotees, we are putting the decorations, putting the flags, the mango leaves, the flags on the temple, the everything in the temple, the end wall, all these things, many times. Offering book, right? We would collect, right? We'd be collecting the offerings from all over the world. We'd make special editions of Gaudiya, Darshan, Vyasa Puja books, which we made year by year by year by year. And from around the world, devotees are coming, but from around Bengal also coming together. So this evening when I saw our evening aarti here, and then the parikrama of Tulsi Devi, and I saw how many devotees are here. And I also felt, oh, something's going to happen. Vyasa Puja of Gurudev. Hare Krishna. And I am here, not Goswami Maharaj, not Srila Bhakti Surya Goswami Maharaj, but by his request, because tomorrow is the big day, of course. Tomorrow is Gurudev's Vyasa Puja day. And Srila Goswami Maharaj, of course, will be giving much energy for talking tomorrow, main day for talking. And I am here to serve. So I'm here. And I will be happy to chant some evening bhajans and read and do anything, but maybe my duty is to answer questions. Are there any questions? No. Okay, then let us chant a little bit as an evening program, and we'll do our evening program, and we're always reading something. We're every morning doing a beautiful program, every evening the programs are happening either over the live stream or with the devotees here. So we can continue happily, and we can chant Sri Guru Charana Padma. Traditional enough. How about some traditional chanting? And here in Chiang Mai, we are always happy to have good madanga players, good kartal players, and people who sing in tune, except for me. All right. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Bando Mui Savadana Amate Bando Mui Savadana Amate Jahara Prashade Bhai E Bhava Toriyo Yai Krishna Prapti Hoi Jaha Hoi Te Padma Bhakya Chite Te Koriyo Akya Ana Koriyo Mane Asha Utamagati Jai Prashade Pure Sarva Asha Prashare Pure Sarva Asha Prashare Chakurana diloye janme janme prabhu se. Divya gyan hrire prakashito. Prema bhakti yaha hoite avirya vinashayate. Vede gai jahara charito. Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janara Bandhu. Lokanath Loke Rajivana. Ha ha Prabhu Korado Yande Homore Padachaya. Ebe Jasa Gusu Prebhuvana. Deva Patita Pavana. Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Jaya Guru Deva. Jaya Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Jaya Jaya Guru Deva. And we can chant one more song because it's good for us. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Koromare. Abhiram Prabhu, would you like to lead for us, please? Abhiram Thakur Prabhu.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koromare.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koromare. Tom ma bina ke dayalu jagata majare.
Sita pavana hetu tava avatara.
Patita pavana hetu tava avatara.
Mosa mo patita prabhu. Srinivasa Haridasa Daya.
Sriman Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sapashara Sriman Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sapashara Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. It is the age of Nityananda and Gauranga. Mother Shachi had a dream where Nittai is fighting with Balaram to get them down from the throne. It is our time now. This age has come. So it's the age of Nittai and Gauranga. We must always remember this. Their grace has come to recruit for the Leela of Radhara and Krishna and to recruit for the Leela of Mahaprabhu at the same time. Yes, you are holding a piece of paper with writing on it.
Yes, there is a question. Do you listen to the recordings of Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev in some particular order or trying to find an answer for some questions?
I'm listening to them on specific days, then listening to them. Otherwise, not in a specific order, but I tend to follow one after the other in the time sequence, mainly because that's how we have them, that's how I have them, in order. So then day by day, but when there is a special day, we're trying to listen to Gurudev and to Guru Maharaj and to as much as we can on that day, and some days there is more than is possible to listen to practically. But questions, the answers to questions, we find that whether we listen or whether we read, the devotees ask something and we're sort of left puzzling, thinking, I can't answer that very sufficiently. But then again and again, we just happen to read something. Oh, here's the answer for that devotee's question, or here is the answer in the audio for that question. And another thing, if you want to, I mean, asking about what I do, about listening, I very often listen to one recording again and again, three times anyway. Often I listen to one recording three times. And it's something which we can do when we are with Gurudev, if we hear him once, and when there are lots of holes in the head for the things to fall out of, when we can hear that same thing again, and we can hear it again, then it is very helpful to capture everything much more of what Gurudev is giving in his talks. And really, he's always giving special things. Guru Maharaj is always giving special things. And we know that we've heard talks before, we know we are right there, we know we're there because you might hear my voice on some of the things, and it's me asking a question. We're there, or it's me commenting or saying jai at the end. I mean, we know that we're there, we've heard him in person, we've heard the recording, and we're hearing the recording maybe for how many times we've heard the recording, but it's always new. And it is almost like a spiritual luxury that we can do these things. And by the way, in the time of Guru Maharaj, I had a notebook and I kept notes with pen and paper. We didn't have anything else. We had pen and paper with a notebook during Guru Maharaj's talks. And that was one of the things that Krishna took away from me. In India, if anybody stays in India for any length of time, things disappear now and again. And that was something which Krishna took away from me, all my notes. And I thought, oh dear, why Krishna took this away? He took away my notes, and he also, I mean, we can't blame it on Krishna that he really took it away. But also I had a Bhagavad Gita, which at that time, which is 1982, 1983, that time, then the Bhagavad Gita was very rare, at least where I was, and for me to get a copy or to read a copy, it was very rare to get a copy of Bhagavad Gita. But a devotee had given me a heavy, thick copy of Bhagavad Gita, and quite heavy and big and thick with Srila Prabhupada's purports. But very happy to have that, and carried it with me. But I carried that with me in my notes that I was keeping. But on the train one evening, then everything disappeared. But, why were we saying that? Because I used to keep notes, because when you're there and you keep your own notes and then you look at your notes, it's also a reminder, a little bit like a diary. If people keep a diary, then you can look in the diary, and when you write the diary, you think you're going to remember forever. But you know, 2 years later, you read the same entries and you're struggling to remember, oh, what was this, what was that? So also, the notes are something like our diary, if we can keep refreshing ourselves. But we have something more reliable than that. That is, we have the audio recordings and we have the very expertly transcribed and prepared books made from those audio recordings. So better than our notes is this kind of remembrance too, that the remembrance through the record of scripture. One thing I was puzzling about, then, you know that recently I went to Cambodia, to your Angkor Wat, where you've been guiding pilgrims, and where Sundarananda Prabhu is now there. And with that, going there, also seeing some history and documentary and how everything is, so many things are related together around the world, and so many archaeologists and people, they trying to piece together the puzzle. And they have all this puzzle which spreads all over the world. To the, was it the Solomon Islands, where they've got some artifacts beneath the sea outside Japan, where they found very ancient like pyramids which are beneath the sea now, but man-made. Mexico, and then in Peru, some places in Peru, the Egypt, all of these, they've linked them together with so many things. But my question about all of this is that they understand, oh, there was a very advanced civilization that at least they knew so much about the stars and astrology, astronomy, how the earth spins, and this rate at which the axis slightly wobbles, so much. They've proven sort of beyond any doubt. But my question is, how is it that these people who research all this, like the fame of Angkor Wat, the fame of the Egyptians and everything, how is it that they don't refer anything to India? Because they're trying to decipher hieroglyphics, drawings. But they're not ever, we don't hear any mention or that they are referring to the writings rather than drawings of Sanskrit, of the Vedas, of the Puranas. We don't hear any link with that. They're trying to find a lost civilization. Anyhow, I was also thinking about this. I never ever heard Guru Maharaj really give any comment about the Egyptians or the this or the that or the anything like that. What has come, as Guru Maharaj said, what has come, what is in India, the religious conception in India, if you combine all the other conceptions all over the world and gather them all together, it's a fraction of the conceptions you will get in India. And not only that, that in India you will find from the Srimad Bhagavatam in particular, the ripened fruit of the Veda, you will find the full-fledged conception of religion. And when we listen to the recordings, when we read the books, when we are with devotees who are discussing things that Guru Maharaj and Gurudev have said, always it is this focus to not to like the lost civilization crying over what may have been, but what is the possibility right now. this morning, in the morning, we're reading at the moment from the Bhagavatam, Krishna's teachings to Uddhava, as well as in the morning we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and as well as some other things in the morning to keep some interest in the morning for our morning program here. And there, one of the last verses we read was a verse which said that now getting the human birth, it is like an open door, it is like a doorway out from this world. And with this opportunity of the human birth, we have got this great opportunity to make our lives perfect and go home, back to Godhead. That is always being given. That's the direction that's given by our gurus, by their talks, by their engagement of devotees in the seva process, because we have to be servitors to go there, not just, oh, I'll do something to get myself there, but always going to be servitors. When we are there, it's not that we are trying to work to go somewhere, so we're just going to sit in an armchair and think, oh, this is a wonderful life. That is not the process. The process is we are developing our consciousness as a selfless devotee, because everybody there is a selfless devotee. They're all selfless and doing good for others in the best way. It means trying to help everybody else in service to the Lord. So if we think this world is a difficult place for doing devotional service or any other impediments in this world, then we can remind ourselves that there is a world which is fully devoted, where everybody is a devotee. So when the challenges of this world come to face us, we should remind ourselves that we are here because we've been naughty boys and girls and are unqualified at the moment for being there. So we must try to make ourselves qualified to go there. We must make our hearts into devoted hearts. And with the devotees, and this is very easy. Easy means we are always going to face challenges, but we have devotees with us. Everybody's engaged in a similar current, in a similar flow. And Gurudev always encouraging us to keep in the association of devotees, engage in devotional service, read the Bhagavad Gita, read the scripture with the devotees, and that we will take the holy name, learn the 10 offenses, avoid the 10 offenses, and these various things which we're all reminding ourselves of all the time. And a couple of days ago, we were playing from the loudspeaker some tape. I don't know if that was on the live stream or with us, I don't remember. But that one tape, there's two tapes there I've listened to maybe 4 or 5 times just in the last few days. And there, Guru Maharaj is saying how we have to admit there is some responsibility in our own hands. We are not that, oh, we're not going to do anything and everything is, suddenly I'm going to be picked up and taken to the upper world. We have to admit there's some responsibility in our own hand. We must use our, whatever fortune we have, good fortune we have got already, we must use carefully, and that good fortune will earn, or as a natural result, will bring more good fortune. But not to squander that good fortune. And that one of the last slokas that we read, then also saying something quite heavy about if we don't take the opportunity of this doorway now, then it is a great loss. Yesterday we saw some penguins made of stone. You know where, just nearby here, there are some penguins made of stone. But there are so many species of life that we can be. But in the human form of life, we have this opportunity. Guru Maharaj stressing that. And Gurudev famous for, we must utilize our fortune. We have fortune, we must utilize it. And one fortune is that tomorrow is the appearance day of Gurudev. If Gurudev had not come, where would we be? I mean, really, where would we be? What would have been of Guru Maharaj's teaching and what he gave to the world, and how would we have had any access? And Guru Maharaj was here, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was here. This time, it is some good fortune. And we have the opportunity to associate together, physically and with heart around the world, and through the magic or miracle or whatever you want to say, mystery of this digital age. It is a mystery. Just look at the recent history. It's a mystery. But Nityananda and Gauranga have allowed all of this. So we are happy to try to share with each other. And the thing is, sometimes people ask all sorts of questions, but we have to think, actually, we know everything is perfect. We know everything is coming down in a like truthful, clean way because we met those truthful, clean personalities, the truthfulest, cleanest personalities of Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. And just to meet such people is, I mean, not even to say people, such super personalities is one kind of a education in itself, to be with them, to hear them, to be able to also discuss and kind of know them as much as we may know them. But then we know that everything that is coming is the proper thing, and we, whether we understand or don't understand something, we know it is fact. We know the sun shines, it'll rise. We have faith it's going to rise tomorrow morning. But we don't necessarily know why. And Gurudev, when he was young, he was in Vrindavan, and at the Imlitala temple. And we were at Imlitala this year. We went on Parikrama in Vrindavan. And a little sadly, I did not see Guru Maharaj's sloka on the wall. I don't know whether they've done some remodeling, and I don't know whether they've preserved it and they're going to put that plaque somewhere. But in marble, for so many years, the sloka of Guru Maharaj, saying the date when Mahaprabhu went to Imlitala and went on Parikrama in Vrindavan, is there. And for many years it has been there, but they're remodeling, and hopefully only temporarily. It was not visible to me. I couldn't see it unless it's been relocated somewhere. I didn't notice it, and I looked. But when Gurudev was there, then Guru Maharaj composed that shloka, and all of Guru Maharaj's godbrothers, they're all puzzling over the shloka, and they're thinking, how can this be? What is it saying? They're trying to understand what is there, and even some of them are thinking, maybe it's not right. maybe it's not right. He's giving some date, but it doesn't seem to be the date that matches anything that's come before. But Gurudev, he just very confidently said, no, it is right. And then they're saying, why are you saying it is right? My Guru Maharaj wrote this sloka. My Guru Maharaj wrote this sloka. It is perfect. It is right. That I can say. And then they're all saying, how is it right? It's saying this, this, and they're coming out with some numbers like that. Then Gurudev, starting from that point of knowing that it is right, he said, I know it is right. Then Gurudev looking at the sloka, looking, and then by his smartness, but also you can say grace, by grace coming to him, by that faith that it is perfect, then Gurudev looking at that sloka, and then Gurudev looking, how is it? It must be there. And then he, through understanding some tricky interpretation, some tricky way, how Guru Maharaj hiddenly has given some code for this number, code for this number, code for this number, and in some poetic way, in a hidden way, to baffle the general person, he has given the precise date, the precise year when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. And Gurudev was a young person, teenager still at that time. He explained this, and then he explained this to them, and they're all amazed. And they say, how can he know this? And then they understand he's got the grace of Guru Maharaj, the grace of Srila Sri Ram Maharaj. But the beginning point was, it is perfect. And they are all challenging, then I will see how it is, what is there. They are challenging, and that was not happy for Gurudev to hear that. So Gurudev said, I will tell you. And this way he gave interpretation. But the point is that Gurudev was with Guru Maharaj, and he knows what Guru Maharaj is giving. Everything is coming in the perfect way. Of course, Gurudev had the capacity to decipher, decode, like we were saying about the hieroglyphics and things. Okay, now people have to decode the hieroglyphics. But this is not hieroglyphics, this is Sanskrit. This is Sanskrit. Very precise, most advanced language on planet Earth. Very difficult to learn, all these things. And very ancient. Now, put all that into the equation for all the people. I thought, specifically, why are they missing these points? They're missing about the pyramids and Angkor Wat and all these different things. But they are missing another point, that there's so much is given in the Veda. They're saying, oh, but they only got hieroglyphics. Yes, maybe they're only hieroglyphics. But in the world, it's not only hieroglyphics. From the ancient days, the Sanskrit is given there. But there's too much information there, perhaps. And they think, oh, that's too much like truth. We want to speculate more. Speculation has got its value. We are scientists. We shall find out ourselves. But nowadays we are trying to also listen, we are listening to books, and because people want books, we are also until now preparing audio books with the help of our friends. And here in the afternoon I hear every day they are playing the audio tapes of lectures of Srila Gurudev, lectures of Guru Maharaj, lectures of Goswami Maharaj, lectures of Avadhut Maharaj, with, not in Avadhut Maharaj's case, but the other cases, with the translations into Russian. We hear Guru Maharaj's voice and then the Russian. Gurudev's voice, Russian. Goswami Maharaj's voice, Russian. We hear, every day we are hearing, devotees are doing seva, they are cooking, They're doing this, that, and they are hearing while they're doing this. And the other day, we mentioned about Shruta Shravarpu, our Shruta Shravarpu, from America, who became Sripad Vaishnava Maharaj, how he learned slokas by cooking, while cooking. He would learn many slokas while cooking. So you are hearing the tapes while cooking. And the tapes are timeless. It's not that we have to listen to a certain tape on a certain day or something. But naturally, when there's glorification of on a particular day, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day or disappearance day, naturally we will want to hear those recordings. It is natural. We want to hear. And who best to glorify the special persons and the special persons. Special persons will glorify special persons. But the recordings, they are timeless. Not necessary to think a particular date or particular time. But for us also, when we were there, it is also something magical. We were there. And from generations of dogs, we hear barking. And remember the dogs. Here you have Milo. So, you know, you see Milo's getting old now. He's looking more old. Milo's looking older and older. Then there'll be another generation. He's a very quiet dog. But in Nabadeep, there were generations of barking dogs. And hearing the tapes, we can also, it's not only we're hearing Guru Maharaj, but we are feeling the environment around, and we know who some of those barking personalities are downstairs. And some of the devotees know different of our dogs. No Nose. We had one dog, we called him No Nose, because his nose had been in some fight, had been bitten off. Another one was Scarface. Anyway, a mundane side, but we hear them barking sometimes, and we think, oh yes, this is that dog, this is this dog. Hare Krishna. Anyway, around the world, today is Christmas Eve, Gurudev Appearance Eve. It's a very happy evening for us. It's our preparation. Preparation means that we are looking forward to glorifying him and sharing this and around the world. It is told, in fact, that on the day before, on the Adivas, it's called the Adivas Day. Adivas, the day previous to the festival, we should do something in preparation for the festival day. And in Nabadeep, it was quite easy to do because we are all putting up decorations and preparing, and it was clearly, you know, like tomorrow something is going to be happening. So we are always doing something the day before. And that applies to the Adivas. It's in the calendar of the Nabadeep Dham Parikrama, the Adivas day. The parikramas begin on the beginning day, but on the Adivas is some like inauguration, starting, preparing, gathering. The actual beginning is the next day, of course, but the Adivas still, it is gathering and preparing and all these things taking place. And to glorify the Vaishnavas is our life, actually. Appreciate the Vaishnavas, glorify the Vaishnavas, and who more worthy of glorification than Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Govinda Maharaj, who Guru Maharaj himself glorified in front of us and repeatedly, not once or twice, but Guru Maharaj chanting his glories. So it is a very happy time to remember the positive things we've got in this world, and we are all connected to Him through our parampara, through our service line, engaged in the Vaishnavas Association. Is that a question? Short question, if there is a question.
Well, it depends. Devotees are asking how this day was usually celebrated in Navadvip.
In preparation?
The celebration day itself, I mean the Vyasa Puja.
Oh, the Vyasa Puja day? Well, it will begin from early in the morning until late in the evening. But late in the evening means Gurudev would be exhausted by evening time. But he was very tolerant to do his service, patient to do his service. Even in the later years of his pastimes, when he was really exhausted, still very patiently and humbly he would accept the devotees coming to him. But it was a very tiring day actually for him. It became tiring as the day goes on. But early in the morning, then naturally devotees, even, you know, we would go throughout the year before Mangalarti, but generally for seva, for some duty. But this day of his Vyasa Puja, basically the devotees are coming to him before Mangalarti. At least some of them will be coming. And so Gurudev will be getting a busy start to his day. And Gurudev would many times, and maybe today also, would say to the, I mean today means tomorrow today, they would send the devotees down and say, now join the program in the temple, you know, to give himself a little relief and a little break. But devotees with their hearts, then they're coming to him. And so, you know, Christmas Day is a day of giving presents, right? Well, really, the Vyasa Puja Day is a day of giving presents. And so, but Gurudev would be the one receiving the presents. Kind of opposite of Father Christmas, isn't it? Father Christmas comes to give everybody. But Gurudev sometimes looks like Father Christmas, a little chubby, wearing red. And anyway, but the devotees all coming with presents for him. And when devotees would first come, maybe they'd come at 1, 2, 3 or days before, then everybody's coming and giving something when they come. It is a normal thing to do. But keeping something to give special on his Vyasa Puja day. So little, I mean really the analogy of Christmas, the appearance of a great Messiah is one thing, but also the idea of giving gifts. And so Gurudev will be receiving gifts from early in the morning. But then Gurudev would generally want that the program will start downstairs at 9, but it wouldn't really get going until 10, you can say. And 10 o'clock, then everything is running. And then the program will start, and they'd be doing bhajans and everything. And actually, it almost doesn't end in the sense of the morning program goes on. They go take breakfast, come back, and then it's, you know, so many people are there, and bhajans. And then Gurudev will come down, depending on what year and how well he is, and he'll come downstairs. And he'll sit there with other devotees talking in praise of him, and Gurudev himself talking. Almost every year, I think every year, Gurudev would say something on his appearance day. And from his first appearance day, I was there on his, not his first appearance day, okay, he was born, appeared, etc., etc., etc. But the first Vyasa Puja was held by Guru Maharaj's instruction. And Gurudev did not agree with Guru Maharaj's instruction. But Gurudev, on the insistence of Guru Maharaj, then followed through, the Vyasa Puja happened. So that first Vyasa Puja was very sweet, but Gurudev super humble and wanting, not wanting any praise, not wanting to hear anything about himself, but patiently listening, and the devotees, including non-devotee myself, including myself, speaking on that day. And it was a special day. Really, it was a special day. It felt very special. And by Guru Maharaj's insistence, it all took place. And all with Guru Maharaj not present, but Guru Maharaj present means upstairs. And so everything's happening downstairs, and he's getting the news of what's taking place. From that first Vyasa Puja that was celebrated in his honor, in the presence of Guru Maharaj, so that means it is in 1987, December, because Guru Maharaj passed away, 88 October, disappeared, 88 October. So that 87, from that Vyasa Puja on, then we have seen so many Vyasa Pujas, and they build in quantity and quality every year. The earlier years, we were quite smaller, and then we got bigger and bigger as the years went on. And in the last years, really it was very big, so many devotees. Gurudev, really his veranda would be packed to the maximum. And one difficulty was that we have to protect Gurudev from devotees coming. You know, really, is very difficult, and Gurudev himself, you know, devotees, they come from far away, but they start to get sick, and they come, they still want to come to Gurudev's veranda. Sometimes very difficult. And devotees must, obviously, they come all the way, must see him, but they can't breathe. They have to come up and not breathe, give obeisances. So everything very difficult, you know, a little difficult, and Gurudev was very conscious for catching, getting, you know, sick. But the Nat Mandir is more open, but his room, his veranda, well, it's not veranda, it was room, it was completely enclosed. Earlier, we are in veranda, but then it is room. Then when many people are there, it is difficult. But like an Indian bus, it is never full. An Indian train is never full. Indian aeroplane, maybe. Then not allowed to hold. Oh, but you know, in Australia, Air India, I was told when I was in Australia that Air India were, they lost their license for flying to Australia because they had people standing on the flight. But now they got it back. And I don't know whether that's a story, but that was told to me in Australia by one of the senior devotees. And the first time I flew out from India, really, catching a plane was like catching a bus, where like everybody's trying to get in front of you. And you've got a boarding pass, but those days, at least on the flight I was on, there was no seat number. But you've got to have a boarding pass. But no seat number. And I really thought, I mean, I had that picture in my mind, it's going to have these handrails and the things to hold on when you get in the plane. But as it turned out, guess what? Everybody had a seat. No need to fight. There was a seat for everybody. But it was then, in particular, even now, catching buses and the local trains, maybe not the express trains, but the local trains, always, I saw a lot of competition to get in the train first. Anyway, the Vyasa Puja day, devotees will obviously want to be with Gurudev. They're coming with gifts, they're coming to be with him. Gurudev saying, you know, talking with the devotees, and very individual with the devotees. Devotees come, some will have come in the night, last night they'll have come. They've come to see him very eagerly, And he would know, remember their husbands, their wives, their children, their cousins, you know, like all sorts of things. Gurudev, amazing capacity to remember from all over the world, very personal for the devotees. And then the program itself begins, you can say 10 o'clock. And then one thing Gurudev always wants, that the lunch time, the aarti at lunch will be at the right time. Not that it will go on and on, but there will be a limit, and there will be some, you know, everybody will get the time to speak, but it will be regulated, and not that, you know, one person will talk for hours and hours and hours, and then, because we've seen some programs where it's kind of gone on, and when it's gone late, Gurudev always unhappy. Unhappy that the guests will come, and the guests, they're coming for prasadam as well as the program, but they will be in difficulty and have lunch at like 2 p.m. like this. Gurudev not happy with that. And so, again, everything has to be some, we are saying raga-mag, but raga-mag must also have some, lunchtime is lunchtime. And when we know what Gurudev wants, then we try to follow that. And then, anyway, so the program of so many bhajans, so much singing, then the glorification, different devotees, the senior devotees, some special guests will say something, Gurudev himself will say something, and then it's the time for, and the bhoga arati, bhajaba katavatsala, is usually done quietly on the side. The pujari or somebody at the side of the temple is singing that, so that the program can go on all the way until the beginning of the actual arati. Yashomati nandana, braja varunagar, and the big arati. Oh, and then before that, yes, they will do the arati to guru arati. One of the few times when Gurudev will accept that arati, and Gurudev very embarrassed in generally speaking, you can say, not embarrassed, but very shy. And then arati, the full arati to Gurudev, and then after that is the arati to the deities, and then prasadam. And then after prasadam, shanti, 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 om, while the rest of the devotees clean up, clean up, because all the prasadam. Later we have the upstairs, downstairs prasadam halls. Before that, all the open space was taken up with guests and visitors taking prasadam, and then big cleanup after that to get things ready for 4 o'clock for the afternoon reading of the Bhagavatam, and then the evening program. And in the evening, Gurudev generally won't come down, but he may, after a little rest after prasadam, come out and come around as he does, and then devotees meet him. But in the evening, pretty much, he'll meet some devotees, but a tiring day for Gurudev, Vyasa Puja day. And then in the evening, the program in the Natmandir continues, with more and more devotees having some opportunity to speak. Because in the main program, a few get some chance to speak, and it's the sannyasis, the older devotees, the VIP guests. A few. And out of them, not everybody may get the chance. So in the evening, it will continue. Hare Krishna. All right, so this is Christmas Eve. Vyasa Puja Eve, around the world, of Gurudev's Sri Vyasa Puja 2016. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridha Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai. Jai Sri Giriraj Govaran Ki Jai. And Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Girihari Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raghunatha. Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunatha. Chai Gosai Kori Charana Vandana. Jaha Hoite Vigna Nash Abhishta Purana. Chai Gosai Jamu Itaradasa. Svara Pada Renu Mora Pancha Grasa. Khandi Racharana Sebi Bhakta Sanevasa. Janame Janame Mora E Abilasa. Chai Gosai Jabe Brache Kolabasa. Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korila Prakasha. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavana. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pare Majaiya Mana. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Kori Asha. Hari Nam Sankirtana Kohe Narottama Rasa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvarajakshar Asitara Sarashi Shimad Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Adi Vas Vyasa Puja Diti Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvarajakshar Asitara Sarashi Shimad Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Srila Gaur Kishoras Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Satchitananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Shrimati Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Vidut Maharaj ki jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Surya Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Acharya Vrinda ki jai. All the assembled devotees ki jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.